on this episode of Counting Cards.
Punch it now. Do that roar.
Wow.
Oh, that was about $3 worth of gas.
You want to cut a hole in this hood? There's no way in hell we're doing this.
It's due in 2 days.
It's not that hard, man.
It's already been painted. Are you insane?
Well, actually, it's what you and Kevin have in store for us.
Come on, Shannon!
Oh, my gosh.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow, what would you take for this?
I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Thanks for coming with me to get these parts, man.
Anytime, brother, man. Hey, you know what? I was this way earlier today with my detail, man.
Yeah.
I seen a cool car that you might want to look at.
Oh, no. Last time you took me to see a cool car was that golf cart with a plastic body.
Come on, man. It's from the 60s.
And we're close to it?
Yes.
I'm going against my better judgment right now, but all right, we might as well stop and take a look.
Trust me on this one.
You're scaring me, man.
Yep. There it is.
Oh, dude, that's a Corvette. That's a 62 Corvette. That's the last year of that body style.
So,
dude,
good experience this time.
You've made up for yourself, man.
Okay. See, I know your taste.
That's pretty.
That's a finding right there.
Dude, that's a good-looking Corvette, man. Go knock on the door.
You always tell me about guns and dogs and all that.
Right, that's why I'm sending you to the door.
Oh, thanks.
Keep your hands in sight.
How you doing, sir? Hey. Sorry to bother you. I saw your garage open and I seen that pretty car there. Me and my friend are like car guys. You mind if we check it out?
Not at all.
I'm Rolly, by the way.
I'm Ron.
Nice to meet you. This is Danny.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Yeah,
I'm Danny. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Ron.
This is a beautiful vet you got here, brother. 62 is a beautiful car. Could be one of my favorite years. Hope you don't mind. We just want to stop by and bug you and look at it.
Happy to show it off.
1962 was the last year of the first generation Corvette's body style's 10-year run, and it went out in style, too. Even with a first-time $4,000 price tag, the 62 broke all previous yearly sales records. The classic two-tone coloring and the wraparound windshield would never be seen again in the Chevy Corvette. After 1962, a hardtop version would be available for purchase for the first time, and the iconic flip-up Corvette headlights would be introduced. The traditional exposed headlights wouldn't return for another 43 years until 2005.
Bro, this is beautiful. How long have you had her?
Only 8 months.
Oh, you just got her.
I've always wanted a vet, and my son knew that, so he bought it for me.
Would you tell your son that my birthday's coming up?
Yeah. Mine too.
Right.
It looks very factory. I see we've got updated air conditioning and updated stereo. Is that stuff you guys did, or did it come that way?
No, I think the previous owner did that.
Man, it's nice. Other than that, I mean, she looks really original.
Not the engine, though.
What's she got under the hood?
350.
Can we see it?
Sure.
I'd love to see it, man. Oh, man, but it's gorgeous. I love the way everything is set up, man. The beautiful oversized radiator, that shroud. Was this car just like this when you got it?
I haven't done anything to it as yet.
It's just beautiful.
Well, would you like to take it for a drive?
Are you serious?
No, come on.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Twist my arm.
I like all my friends to drive it.
You're kidding me, man.
No, there's the keys.
Oh, dude. Rolly, behave.
I watch your place for you while you're gone.
I encourage people to drive my car because that's part of the fun.
Oh, yeah.
I trust Danny. He's probably been driving cars since he was 10 or 12.
Ron, I can't believe you let me do this, dude.
Oh, no. Kind. Are you kidding?
Too kind. I love it, man. Gosh, this thing feels so nice.
You get up to about 30 or 40, punch it now. Hear that roar?
Wow.
Oh, that was about $3 worth of gas. I can tell you're a car guy. You're not the least bit reluctant to jump on.
these people, they touch it all over. Koszos, mint a picsa, összefogdossák az egész autót a zsíros ujjaikkal.
Car track's really nice and straight and true. Sits right, it feels right.
Wow, I love it.
I gotta ask you a question. Would you ever consider selling this car?
I won't sell the car.
Are you sure?
If I always wanted a Corvette, it's just too much fun to drive.
Yeah. I don't blame you, bro. What's up, bro?
What's up? How was the ride?
Bro, this car is phenomenal. Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're a gentleman, brother. And your son, wow, what a heck of a gift. I'm sure that he's an amazing son.
He sure is.
Absolutely. What motivated you to do this bike?
I was in the Navy, served on the USS Belknap, and the Belknap was involved with a collision. A total of 8 guys died that night.
She still runs after a while.
Yeah, man.
Think I should put a mirror back on this thing?
I don't know, man.
Hey, guys. What's happening? How you doing? Back. Good to see you. Danny, Mark, and Judy.
Mark. How you doing? I'm Danny. Nice to meet you.
Judy. This is Shannon.
Nice to meet you.
They want to commission a bike.
Oh, nice. Good.
I'm going to leave them with you. I got a few things I got to do. And if you guys need me, holler at me.
Thank you, brother.
Okay.
Appreciate it, Cap.
You got it.
So we're going to build you a bike.
Chopper.
Straight up chopper.
Awesome. One in one my whole life.
A little long, a little stretched out.
Long stretch.
Nice vibe to it.
Springer.
Beautiful. Long Springer front end.
Uh-huh.
Now, what motivated you to do this bike?
I was in the Navy in the 70s.
Brother, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Appreciate that.
Served on the USS Belknap. And shortly after I got out, the Belknap was involved with a collision with the John F. Kennedy. And a total of 8 guys died that night. So I'd like to do a memorial to them.
God bless those guys for their service, man.
Yeah.
This was an absolute horrific accident. The thing about the Belknap was it was an ammunition boat, and there were all kinds of American ships that came in to rescue. But man, the guys on the Belknap, they refused to leave the ship. They were fighting the fires, they were fighting exploding ammunition. All those guys were heroes that day. But to be able to do something that honors the shipmates of the Belknap, it's extremely special to us. But I wanted to talk directly to you about the artwork.
On one side of the tank, I'd like to put USS Belknap.
Okay.
Preferably in some gold leaf so it really stands out.
Love leafy.
And then on the opposite side of the tank, go with the traditional black and white ship's hull number. So when you're standing from that side, you'd think you're looking at the bow of the ship.
Yeah, I like that.
Nice.
I love leaf. I mean, I'm in the middle of doing some testing with leaf, and I can show you a better idea of how leaf is and how it looks. I do it machine turned with a nice outline around it.
That would really look great.
It adds to the elegance of the project.
Yeah. But one other thing I'd really like to do is put the date of the accident and all the guys' names down through the center of the tank with their rate, rank,
absolutely,
where they were.
I love it.
I am so excited. This is a real personal thing for me, and they're going to nail it. They will.
I may cry.
No.
We've pretty much laid out a nice bike. I'm curious as to what you're thinking about spending.
I hope we can keep it around $35,000.
We're in. Done loving deal. It. Here at Counts Customs, we build a whole lot of cars. We build a whole lot of bikes. But when we get the opportunity to build something that honors our military, man, I'm more than proud to do that. This is big, man. This one is important. Ryan, thanks, man.
Thank you.
You rock,
thank
brother.
Thank you.
You want to cut a hole in this hood? There's no way in hell we're doing this.
It's due in 2 days. Are you insane?
It's not that hard, man.
It's already been painted.
A customer brought us a 1967 Camaro. He wants a paint job and he wants power boost. We hit a little bit of a snag, so we all came in early to try and figure it out. We are getting nowhere fast, so I had to call in the count.
It's not that hard.
Well,
it's not
it
that
costs
hard.
Money. That's the problem.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Danny.
Why is everybody so happy this morning?
Crazy people.
We obviously have a problem over there, but the first problem is everybody's just got a bad attitude, man. You know, cars can tell what's going on with everybody's mood. So, if we get in a good mood, maybe she'll get in a good mood, too. So, I stopped and got us breakfast. Everybody
perfect.
Get in
bring
a good mood
on.
Here. We got the breakfast sandwiches.
Someone throw me one.
Get off your butt and get it, man. You guys are like an angry pack of wild dogs. Feed your mind, fill your tummy, everybody get happy. Now, tell me, what in the world could be the problem with the car? I mean, the car is looking beautiful. What's the matter with her?
Well, there's a crazy person trying to cut holes in hoods.
Well, why do we got to cut a hole in the hood when everything fits under the hood?
That's not the problem.
Well, what's the problem?
It's not making enough power.
This is an RS Camaro.
Okay.
It's got to be making 450 plus.
That's okay. Now I'm seeing what the issue is.
Right. You see where I'm going with this?
You want to supercharge it. We need more hood clearance.
See? Danny knows. If you just stop bitching for a second and tell him what's going on.
Just a minute ago, I was saying let's get positive again. I know we're all tired. Eat your breakfast. It's all good. I got this. Cosmetically, she is done, so I really would hate to cut it open.
So would we.
Would hate to. But she needs more power. I'm thinking pulleys and cam, retuning it. You should be able to pull something like that off and see how much more we can get out of it.
Absolutely.
It should get it over the 400 horsepower. If it's not enough at that point, then Kevin, maybe we call a customer and ask him for another handful of days and we'll do some mods. If we have to.
All right.
Kevin, you cool?
I'm great with that.
Perfect. If anybody needs me between now and noon, I'll be in my coffin. Love y'all. Enjoy breakfast.
Thanks, Danny.
You're welcome.
I'm pretty sure you can figure it out without cutting a hole in that hood.
Yeah, go on. Get out of here, both of you.
Please don't wreck it. Please don't wreck it.
What the hell are you doing?
We've been cranking on a really special custom chopper for Mark and Judy. Mark's a former Navy sailor, and he wants this bike to pay tribute to his lost brothers who were killed in a tragic accident on the USS Belknap. Shannon has built an incredible frame to get started with, and now it's time to get creative. Ryan's doing all the custom artwork on this baby, and I'm off to go check it out and see how it's coming along. Ryan, my brother, what is happening?
What's up, Danny?
How you doing, my man?
I'm doing pretty good.
The battleship chopper, the Belknap bike.
Exactly.
How's things going, man?
So far, so good. I got a couple things, but let me break it down for you.
All right, what do we got?
The hull number on the ship was 26.
Awesome.
So I'm going to throw that on the oil tank. I'm going to do the USS Belknap on the side, as big and tasteful as I can.
Gotcha.
On back fender.
What you got here?
The anchor with the rope and chain in the back for the petty officer symbol.
That's very classic.
Now, my issue is bags.
Bags.
It's got me at a loss here.
Yeah. Have you got any thoughts that you've had for the bags?
They've got a picture of the Belknap.
Oh.
At sea.
Oh, wow.
I can't decide whether I want a mural on the side of these bags. I'm going to dress the whole paint job up as if it's a battleship with the rivets and the ripback metal.
I get the dilemma because the bike is kind of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore putting a mural of the ship on the ship is kind of
redundant.
Yes.
With everything else we have going on, I just don't know where and how.
Let me throw an idea at you and tell me what you think about it. Is there a tasteful way to maybe not do the mural of the ship, but do an image of the ship?
There you go. There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
This is why I called you in. I literally have a copy of the incident report. They're images. They're line drawings. Not literally a painting of a ship in the ocean with the waves.
What if you did the bags and put images?
Yes. There you go. Okay.
Cool.
Absolutely.
If these folks want it to be a conversation piece and there's images and not a mural, people are going to go, well, what does that mean? What
is
that?
I got goosebumps. I got goosebumps. Thank you.
Bro.
That's what I was needing. Thank
you. Love it. Anything else?
No, we're taking a nap.
You're pretty good about it? I go lay down? Good, man. I think I worked up a sweat doing this. You know, tribute bikes, man, they can be tough because, you know, choppers like this, they're designed to be fun. They're designed to be badass and cool and wicked. But we've got to make sure that we pay proper respect to the men who lost their lives on that Belknap. So I'm really hoping that Mark is digging what we're going to do. You rock, brother. Looking forward to seeing it.
You and me both.
Amen. The guys were struggling trying to get enough horsepower out of this Camaro without having to cut a hole in the hood to stick a supercharger through it. So I had Doc work a little bit of his high-tech voodoo on this thing. And really, there's only one way to find out if it actually worked. Coming your way!
Hit Doc! Please don't wreck it. Please don't wreck it.
Whoa.
What do you think?
It's perfect. It's perfect.
That's exactly what this thing needs, man.
What we do, Doc? A cam and then we retuned it?
Absolutely.
What's your dyno out at?
403 horsepower.
403 horsepower?
To the rear.
To the rear wheels.
I didn't want to cut a hole in this beautiful hood, so by adding a bigger cam, a bigger throttle body, some computerized tuning on this baby, we got all the horsepower out of her that we need. Doc and the boys kicked butt on this one. We saved a ton of labor, and that's going to let us deliver this beauty on time and on budget.
We're not cutting on any holes in the hood. She's done.
Don't be cutting holes out of my drawers later on. You keep testing cars like that in a full parking lot.
Used to it.
That's the proper way to test a Camaro like this, man.
Out of me.
Ever only get that rubber out of the rear fender well and get this baby ready? She's beautiful. Nice job, guys.
Thanks, brother.
Come on, Shannon.
Oh, my God.
Mark, Judy.
All right.
There's your scooter, you guys.
That is unbelievable.
Not only is the bike stunning and gorgeous, but what we're getting ready to do, they're going to trip out.
Oh, yeah.
A few months ago, Mark and his wife, Judy, stopped by the shop to have us build them a custom chopper to pay tribute to his brothers who lost their lives in a tragic accident on the USS Belknap back in 1975. Shannon's gone crazy building a gorgeous soft-tail chopper, and Ryan's concept for the paint on this bike is stunning. I am so proud of this bike, and I'm so proud of what it stands for. We really want to make a special delivery for Mark and Judy, so we're meeting them on the California coast. We've got the bike stashed in a secret location, and I know Mark is really going to appreciate.
What a beautiful ship.
Isn't that something else, Mark? Battleship Iowa. Brings up a lot of thoughts, huh?
Yeah. Request permission to come aboard?
Well, thank you for having
us. Thank you.
Feeling pretty good so far?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little anxious with you and Kevin having four going.
You were how many years?
I spent 2 years on board.
2 years on board.
Yeah.
It's a long time to be on a ship, isn't
it? Yeah. Get to see the world.
Right.
But yeah, nice tan.
No. Not when you're sitting in a dark radar room.
Yeah.
No.
Well, speaking of the radar room, how's your radar doing right now? Feeling anything on this ship?
No.
I think we might need to call. People might need to call some friends over.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All right.
Hey, everybody, you guys got a few minutes? Come on over here for a second.
Oh, man.
These are surviving members of the Belknap right here with you, man.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
Thank you guys for coming.
Well, I can't believe y'all came. Seeing all the friends and shipmates was wonderful. And most importantly, was Captain Schaefer. He's very special to all of us. I am so glad you could make it.
So am I. This is fantastic.
This is for you.
For everything that you've done.
Thank you for all the lives you saved that night.
Thank you. My job.
This is an absolute honor for us, man, to be here with you guys, be here with the captain.
It's incredible.
Are you all ready to see this one?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you ready? Are you ready to see this fight?
Ready.
Then I tell you what, man. Let me holler. Come on, Shannon.
Oh my God. Whoa. All right.
Mark, Judy.
All right.
There's your scooter, you guys.
That is unbelievable.
I am absolutely thrilled with how this chopper turned out. From the Springer front end to that soft tail frame, Shannon built an amazing bike. But the star of the show is Ryan's beautiful artwork. From all the classic naval imagery to the structural diagram of the Belknap itself, each image has a story to tell. This bike is a fitting tribute to the brave men who lost their lives and every sailor who ever served on the USS Belknap. I'm honored to have had the opportunity to build this bike. How you feeling, Mark?
Overwhelmed. That is unbelievable.
Happy? You feel good?
Yeah.
All right.
This is it right here. In respectful honor of the men who died aboard USS Belknap, November 22nd, 1975, and all their names. With this, they'll never be forgotten, will they, guys? When they brought the bike around, I mean, my heart almost stopped. It just brought back so many memories of all the shipmates, those present and past. It's all there. It's beautiful.
I got something else for you. I believe you need a little bit of gear when you get out in the wind and ride in this bike. Since this thing is built to work, we got some stuff that's built to work for you as well. Our official Counts Customs jackets from Dickies.
All right.
Your own Counts Customs jackets.
All right.
All right. We're not done. We're not done. We got Counts Customs jackets for everybody. Captain, it's indeed an honor, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely.
The collision happened 39 years ago, but it's always very close to the surface to see a memorial not only to the people we lost and we mourn all the time, but it's also a memorial to the great ship. It's a beauty.
Try it on, man. Try it on.
Oh, that fits perfect.
What a day today to be able to build a magnificent motorcycle that honors the Belknap and that honors the shipmates that were lost on that ship. To then have a small reunion here, including the captain himself. This has been a really heck of a day. We're honored that you guys brought this project to us. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
To the Belknap, you guys.